This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It is Thursday. It is the 30th day of January 2020. Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour on the USA Radio Network. Yours truly, the LC, gets a chance to fly the flag from here in Connecticut, right here in the home studio in Connecticut. And I like to tell you guys everything that's going on. Like, I like to keep you in the loop completely. So prior to me going on the air tonight, I have my own studio here at the Full Power Radio Palace. Like I said, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York. And it's my own studio, and sometimes people don't wander in. And I don't know, occasionally, apparently, they break stuff. So there is, there's a Full Power Radio microphone that I do the morning show on. Then there's this other microphone, which is probably four or five times more expensive, which is the microphone that I use for this show when I get a chance to come on. And the apparatus that keeps the microphone in place somehow, in some way, shape, or form, has malfunctioned. So it was flopping around on its own will. Like, it would move and flop. Like, it was if there was a breeze in here, it'd be spinning around like the top. So what do you do in a case like that when you're completely 100% incapable of fixing anything like a man would fix something, which my hand is raised because, yes, I technically am a man, but when it comes to fixing stuff or building stuff, I am the farthest thing from a man out there. I can't do any of it. So what does a fake man do when it comes to fixing stuff? Like, a real man would go and get a screwdriver and a screw, and then they would take it apart a little bit, put it back together, and it would be fine. It'd be like brand new. Me, I search out like this electrical tape, the very thick tape, and then I found some athletic tape. Why there's athletic tape here in the studio? It must be mine from years ago. I don't remember, but so I have. I think I can say jerry-rigged, right? That's not offending anybody. So I jerry-rigged. I jerry-rigged the microphone. So if there is like a loud thud somewhere along the line tonight during the course of the 1 hour broadcast, it's because it's not me. I don't think I've fallen and hit the ground. I don't need you to call 911. I don't think, but it's probably the microphone from the tape splitting apart from the metal that it's supposed to be attached to, which I don't have the capabilities of fixing. So I'll just leave it at that. I thought you might like to know what I was doing a mere 10 minutes before the show started. As you know, Wayne will be here in less than 60 minutes. So if you're in tune and tuning in for him, don't go anywhere. He'll be here in no time flat. So again, this is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And again, my name is Lee Elsie. If you want to reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We do have a couple of guests coming up tonight. I know in just an hour we're going to squeeze in a couple of guests, but two good ones. I want to chat one about just solely about the coronavirus. I think you're going to enjoy this. She actually teaches, a professor at a college, and she teaches pharmacology. So she's going to come on and chat with me at the bottom of the hour. So I am looking forward to that. I think you'll enjoy that because it's the coronavirus obviously is everywhere and everybody's scared to death. And, you know, we'll get a chance to ask her a couple of different questions about that. So I think that will be well worth the time for us to do that here today on the old radio. Okay, so that being said, a couple of things. So we will talk about the coronavirus. I know it's on everybody's mind. I went home today, and, you know, I only got a pocket or so of a couple hours on a Thursday or a Tuesday to go home and spend some quality time with my dog. By the way, my dog is, I have the greatest dog on the planet. He's just the best. I love him to death. So we go for this long walk and get back, and we jump up on the couch. And last week, I think I told you that, you know, when I came home, he was watching the proceedings. He was bored to tears. So we sat, and I sat down to watch it again. I mean, are you guys watching this religiously? Are you locked in front of the television and paying attention to this for 8-10 hours a day? I mean, I feel like if you are, you're just better than me. I can't do it. I try. I've tried now a couple of different times. And this process of the handwritten questions being delivered to the Chief Justice, and then he reads them, I feel like it's a high school class. Like, it's a problems of democracy class that seniors take in high school trying to figure something out. It just is, it's painful to watch. And it's blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing over and over again. This person says this, and this person says it a different way, and then this person rebuts it in a different way. And you get this back and forth. Like I said, blah, blah, blah. It's like Charlie Brown, that, you know, how the teacher sounds. Wah, 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 wah. That's what I hear. And I'm trying my best. I honestly am. But it's literally, for the past week, it's the same thing over and over again. So I came to this conclusion. They can prop up any witnesses that they want to prop up. I mean, I'm to the point where let's just go ahead and get all the witnesses up there, because I can't imagine that there's anything new that's going to be said. What is Bolton going to say that's either not already assumed? I mean, here's the thing. The only thing that Bolton can say, or any witness can say, that would change the outcome of this, or let me rephrase that, possibly change the outcome of this, is if Bolton were to say, Trump hung up the phone with the president of Ukraine, leaned back in the chair, and said something to the effect, man, I'm going to nail this SOB Biden to the wall. I'm going to make his political life a living hell. No way he's going to beat me in 2020. But he didn't say that. And he didn't do that. And everything else is a reach. Unless you've got him literally saying, I am doing this so that Biden is going to get squished in the 2020 election. You got nothing, man. You got nothing. So it's a giant waste, I think, of everybody's time, and certainly a giant waste of taxpayer dollars. And they could be doing a lot of different things that they're not doing. So that's obviously something that we can try to talk about here in this 1 hour that we have to spend together. I saw an amazing video, and it was circulating up on the Facebook. It was showing how the police officers and security was training for the Super Bowl. And this one video was showing snipers in Miami Stadium, and they're going to be stationed all over the place. You're probably not going to see them, but they're going to be there. If you're going to the game, they'll be there. And it is, you know, it's relatively incredible what they, you know, what they were doing and how they were training. So I thought it was really kind of great to get a chance to watch that. So, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about that, security at the Super Bowl and all that goes along with that. So I thought that was very, very interesting. I also want to get into crime and some of the things that are going on. I saw this story, and I'll get to the call in 1 second. I saw this story about a Brooklyn man who has admitted dismembering his girlfriend. He didn't kill her. Right, this happened in 2017, the trial, but he didn't kill the woman. That's the conclusion that they came to. He chopped her up, though, and he put her in a suitcase and he hit her. And for that, he gets 8 years behind bars, dismembering the body of a dead woman so that they could hide it from the cops. So there were other things that he was doing. He didn't want to get in trouble for that. So he gets 8 years, by the way, that he can get out early on. So you can be damn sure in New York he will get out very, very early. Let's go down to the great state of Texas, where John wants to weigh in. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, my friend.
I just wanted to say that everything we have seen from the left, from the Democrats, is that they just want to keep dragging out the president, dragging him into court, preventing him from putting his agenda out there, preventing him from keeping his promises. And so we just need to end this. We just need to end it. If we want to bring witnesses and testimony, I think that's great, but let's do it in a separate trial. Let's bring out the witnesses. Let's bring out the criminals. Let's bring out all the congressional criminals, and let's prosecute those separately. But let's end this farce.
You know, John, I think Trump is winning, though. I think he's winning in political will, and I think he's winning with the people. I think the people are seeing right through this, and they're sick of it. So I don't know if this is hurting him as much as you think. I actually think it's really damaging the senators who are trying to run for president. I think it's hurting Warden, it's hurting Warren, it's hurting Biden, it's hurting Klobuchar. I think those guys got to get out on the campaign trail. So in the end, it might be better for Trump. Hey, let me ask you, where is Denton? How close are you to the border?
We're near the Oklahoma border.
Oklahoma, so you're on the northern half of the state.
Yeah, if you draw a triangle from Dallas to Fort Worth on the west, and go north, Denton is on the north end of that triangle.
Okay, hey, let me ask you one more question. I don't want to keep you, but do you feel as though your state is changing a little bit as far as demographics and going red to purple, maybe, and maybe even red to blue somewhere along the line? You feel that coming or no?
Well, it is scary.
Yeah.
What's going on in Dallas and Austin and Houston, but we are currently being attacked every day.
Well, listen, brother, I can't thank you enough. Thanks for listening down there in Denton, Texas. I got some family down there in Texas. A real dude. I'm not really sure where they are, but I know I have family down there. I'm not making it up. I'll have to go look at the map and see if they're close to Denton. All right, listen, I got to take a break. We got a couple of guests back to back. We'll chat with them. One will focus in on the coronavirus. I don't think you want to miss that. Please, 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 stick around. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Like me on Facebook. Do whatever we do on Twitter, even Instagram. I'm working on that. There's something called Periscope. I was going to download that today. Maybe Chris can help me out with that. We'll be right back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. 2646. 1-800-236-1936. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered. It's Lee Elsie on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I get the first hour of the program, top of the hour. Wayne Allen Root will be here. A very special guest joining you right now. We've talked to him a number of times in the past. He is a businessman, a scholar, a friend of the show, one of the greatest guys in the world. Just ask him. He's actually the executive director of Power of the Future, and we appreciate him coming on. He's got an op-ed out on Fox News, Daniel Turner. Dan, how are you, man?
It is great to be back with you, Lee. Thanks for that intro.
So Biden is running out of time to turn his campaign around. Last legs here for Biden. He looks terrible, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, he really does. And by no means am I making fun of him or his. He was, for 40-something years, a formidable force in D.C. politics. But the point of my op-ed is pretty straightforward. There's never been a guy in the last 30-some-odd years who lost Iowa, New Hampshire, and then went on to win. And right now, he's trailing in both. Bernie is up big in both of them.
Right.
And my question to the Biden folks is, what are you doing? I mean, Bernie's locked in the Senate. He hasn't been on the campaign trail in weeks, nor has Warren. And Buttigieg has, but no one takes him seriously. So Biden is basically alone on the trail. How come he's not making any inroads? What are you guys doing wrong?
Well, in your mind, what does he have to do differently? What does he need to do right? It just seems like he's confused, flustered. He seems old. And I listen, Bernie's older than him, but Bernie doesn't seem as old, right?
And I think it comes down to this. For the last couple of months, his team, which is focus grouped and poll tested, has been ramming hardcore lefty talking points down his throat, and that's not 100% who he is. He's progressive in certain areas, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to especially my area, which is energy, radical Green New Deal, no fossil fuels kind of guy, but to compete with Bernie and Warren and AOC and all of the young people she's mustered, they said, oh my gosh, we have to pivot so far to the left, and Biden doesn't know where he is. So I think what he has to do, he has to go back to being Joe Biden, kind of what made him popular, the fact that he took one crack every day, and he was kind of, he gave himself the nickname, middle-class Joe. Well, where the hell is middle-class Joe? Now all we see is radical Bernie Sanders Joe, and that's not who the voters want.
You mentioned in the beginning of this that nobody has lost the two initial states and then went on to win. Actually, nobody, I think, at least in my lifetime, has won the first three and lost. So Bernie is set up to win the first three as of right now. Can Bernie actually be the nominee for the Democrats?
I think they're petrified about that. Yeah, I mean, the momentum's on his side. I think he would have been the nominee in 2016. I think Bernie can win. And quite honestly, I think if he wins, that is the end of the modern Democrat Party as we know it. Because there are still a lot of blue-collar Democrats. You know them. I know them. They're John F. Kennedy Democrats. They are not socialists. And Bernie is an admitted socialist. And I think there's an awful lot of guys out there, you know, men and women, who are going to look at that and say, wait a second, on the convention, the balloon's dropping, I'm supposed to get up and cheer for a guy who basically hates this country,
right,
is militantly anti-patriotic, blasts America from every aspect, to healthcare, to war, to energy. Who is this guy? This is not the Democrat Party of FDR and JFK. And if Bernie wins, I think the Democrat Party, they keep talking about the Republican Party changing under Trump.
Right.
Where do you see the change of the Democrat Party under Bernie?
Well, you get an instant crash in the stock market, no question about it. It dropped 10,000 points overnight if he won.
Daniel Turner is his name, Fox News. Before we run out of time, so any chance in your mind for some kind of a brokered convention for Bloomberg to come out of the shadows? And on top of that, what about Hillary? You haven't heard from her for a couple months, and here she is again, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, I'd really love to take on Trump again. There's no doubt in my mind that she has people behind the scenes trying to work on a brokered convention. She's the consensus candidate.
I
don't think the party officials are going to let Bernie win.
I agree.
Quite honestly.
I agree with that.
And so who is it? Is it Bloomberg, the little nanny liberal fascist who wants to dictate how much sugar you put in your coffee? Right? Is it the unforgettable, the forgettable and insipid Tom Steyer? Is it the hostile and angry Pete Buttigieg? I mean, someone's got to get the nominee. I wouldn't be surprised if they go back to someone like Hillary or, as crazy as it sounds, Michelle Obama.
He's the most popular Democrat on the planet.
These rallies that Trump does in liberal New Jersey, where he's getting 100,000 people to stand in line.
Right.
I'm sorry. There's something to be said about populism, and they need to have a unified party. The AOCs and the liberal left and the Quad have done a lot of splintering. They are not a unified party, and I don't see them having a shot. Regardless of who the nominee, I don't see them have a chance of winning. I think Trump has this pretty much wrapped up. But they'll stand a better chance if they can get behind someone they all like, and that's impossible.
Thank you, bud. I'll talk to you soon. I appreciate it. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up on the ink and toner you need and save at Staples.
Because right now, when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner, you receive 25% back in Staples rewards.
25% back in rewards. A nice way to start the new year.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/1/20. See store or staples.com/25 in rewards for details.
Don't miss out on the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Hurry up and get your square at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
War. Now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial, President Trump tweeted, House Manager Adam Schiff is mentally deranged.
Republican Kevin Cramer of North Dakota.
Adam Schiff continues to suggest that somehow all we have to do to get to the truth is that the president waives it, all the rest of the rights he has, and throw out his defense and let them have whatever witnesses they want.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer on the push for witnesses.
He's always said this is an uphill fight. The pressure that Trump, who's a vindictive, nasty president, and McConnell place on them is large, but we're still hopeful.
Health officials confirm that the Chicago woman who has the coronavirus has infected her husband. This is the first person-to-person spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., according to the CDC. In China, there are now 170 deaths from the virus and more than 7,700 cases reported. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You can speak. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Everybody is so nervous about the coronavirus, and a lot of folks out there are wondering, you know, what they can do and if it's going to affect them. And I reached out, got a very special guest joining us right now. She is a professor. She actually teaches pharmacology at the University of St. Joseph's. And she is here to shed some light again on the coronavirus. Please welcome Doreen Sislosi, St. Joe's University?
Yeah, University of St. Joseph, the pharmacy program in Hartford.
Is that something you've always wanted to do? Just went to school? Kind of happened?
Actually, when I was younger, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I went to the University of Rhode Island and did some pre-vet classes.
Right.
And when I was about to graduate, I decided, you know, maybe I wanted to go the research route. So I did a PhD at Brown in pathobiology and with some focus on infectious disease and immunology. That was kind of what I've always been interested in, actually. And so when I graduated, I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do, and I started teaching, and I fell in love with it.
Right.
So in 2009, I saw that USJ was starting a pharmacy program, and I thought this was a great opportunity to get involved with something from the ground up. So I started there in 2010, so it's almost been 10 years.
So I got to think that there is an infinite number of infectious diseases that you have to teach and, you know, have kids learn about, correct?
Definitely, definitely. And pharmacists are a great community resource for people to go and ask questions.
Right.
So we definitely have to, you know, make sure they have knowledge of lots of infectious diseases, even the ones that we can't treat necessarily.
Right. Okay, so is there a common theme to infectious diseases that people need to look for?
You know, definitely just what you need to do to, you know, keep healthy, prevent
right.
yourself from getting sick. If you're sick, stay home, you know, monitor your symptoms. And some are respiratory,
yeah.
some are the fecal-oral route, some
yeah.
are foodborne, some diseases are actually from your own body.
Really?
Yeah, so if you have an immune imbalance or, you know, you're on certain medications that, you know, suppress your immune system, some of your normal flora can actually be causing infection too.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the coronavirus.
Yeah, so the coronavirus is actually a very large family of RNA viruses, and the ones that we know about most commonly are the ones that cause the common cold. So, you know, folks might have already have a very, you know, less severe form of the coronavirus. But in the past couple decades, we've seen this emergence of three severe forms of this respiratory virus. In 2002 and 2003, we had SARS out of China. In 2012, we had MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And then now, just in 2009, this new novel coronavirus that we haven't seen yet in people.
Maybe it's my imagination, but a lot of these types of illnesses, are they born in China? Because it seems like that's the case.
So these three in particular, and the coronaviruses are oftentimes considered to be zoonotic viruses, which means that they're from animals.
Right.
So these three both appear, or all three of them appear to have been born in bats, actually.
Okay.
So from bats to an intermediate animal to people. SARS went from bats to a civet cat to people. MERS went from bats to camels to people. We don't know yet what this virus, what the intermediate animal was, but it, probably whatever animal was being sold at that seafood market in Wuhan.
I saw some terrible videos of people eating, was it live bats?
Right. So it's hard to say, you know, and I know they're definitely trying to research what, you know, the path was from bats to people. It seems for Americans here, the risk is pretty low. And I know they've definitely grounded some flights to China. Schools have closed there. They're definitely, you know, trying to immobilize the population. So as far as, you know, wearing masks, I think it kind of depends. You know, there's always viruses in the air that are respiratory that, you know, that we can breathe in. What I know about some of these masks, and I think it just depends on the mask itself, is it's actually better at keeping in, you know, your respiratory secretions. You know, there are definitely some viruses that can still go in a mask, but as far as, you know, travel, I think, you know, the right precautions are being taken as far as, you know, immobilizing the populations to and from China.
Sure, the mask can protect somebody, but
yep.
If you take the mask off, and somebody has, you know, projected their droplets on that mask, and you touch it.
Right. So definitely wash your hands. Make sure your hands are washed before touching your eyes or your nose, et cetera. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I understand the coronavirus. Does it mutate, too? Is it moving and changing all the time?
Yeah. So that's actually how it was able to make the jump to people, is it mutates in animals, which act as its reservoir, and then it's able to infect people. There's lots of coronaviruses that are in animals that haven't made the jump to people.
Right. All right, so do animals normally have more of these infectious diseases within them?
Human-to-human transmission is the thing that's definitely, you know, propagating this.
Right.
These three severe coronaviruses don't seem to have the absolute ability to affect people quite yet, as well as, say, influenza, which does this very, very well.
Right. I know they're working on some kind of a vaccine for this. Is that something you can see in the future?
Definitely. Yeah. So now definitely the race is on for a vaccine. I know, you know, companies in the United States, China, Australia are all working on this. Once the right protein target is found, it will take some time. So you need animal testing, you need human clinical trials, regulatory approvals. So this thing definitely won't happen overnight. It'll probably be years.
Doreen Solosi is with us here in the studio. She teaches, she's a professor, teaches all about this stuff at the University of St. Joe's. All right, so you mentioned vaccines. Well, I got you. Let me ask you about that. You guys teach about vaccines and the positives and the negatives.
Definitely.
And what side of the aisle do you fall?
Yeah, so we definitely, you know, teach and show that the vaccine, the evidence is definitely on the side of vaccinating,
right?
You know, pharmacists actually can vaccinate for certain infectious diseases, flu being probably the one that people most know about.
Right.
But, you know, there have been many, many, many studies showing the safety of vaccines. And,
right.
You know, there are some people who can't receive vaccines, but,
right.
You know, those would be identified by their physician.
But there are a lot of groups out there now, and growing in numbers, that don't want the government to get involved in vaccinating their kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But here's what I don't understand. If I have a child and I decide not to vaccinate that kid, most of the other kids in the school are vaccinated. Why do I need to vaccinate my child? Because he's the one that's going to get sick, and it's on me, and no one else is going to get sick, right?
Right. So you're definitely depending on herd immunity. However, if your child happens to be a carrier for that particular infectious disease, there are some populations that, as I said, cannot be vaccinated. So very, very young children.
Right.
You know, the flu vaccine isn't approved until 6 months of age. So if you have, you know, a classmate who has an infant sibling, right. You know, you could pass the virus to that that child. Or, you know, as I said, some people who are on immunosuppressants or who are, you know, immune compromised for another reason who can't get vaccines, yeah. They could be at risk if someone is carrying a virus.
Do you get a lot of pressure from teaching these courses? Do you get pressure from any outside, like, let's say, pharmaceuticals or doctors that you should teach a certain way?
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not. The teaching is all in the research, and the research all points to the safety right. and the efficacy of vaccines.
If you could recommend, you know, just a general thought for folks out there, what to do. Is there something they should do, or just live your life? It is what it is.
Definitely, I think, live your life and probably do what you would do anyways to prevent yourself from getting, you know, it's cold and flu season anyway, right? So I would probably just, you know, do the same things you're already doing. Stay home if you're sick. You know, wash your hands. If your, you know, kids have fevers, keep them home from school.
Right. I was always told in the anatomy classes that I took, biology classes, that it didn't matter. Like you said, cold and flu season, right? I thought that it doesn't matter what season it is. If I go outside naked, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get a cold any quicker, right, than if I went out with the cold.
Definitely not, right.
Yeah, so how does that
work? Being cold won't give you the cold.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's definitely more prevalent in the wintertime because we're all indoors together, right?
Oh, okay.
So
right.
We don't really have the windows open or airing out.
Right.
You know, we're all kind of in closed. And passing things right. to each other a little bit more frequently.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so before I let you go, and I appreciate you coming in today, it's really good stuff. Is there some, and I'll go back to the doomsday scenario so we can scare everybody. Is there a doomsday? So how would it have to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I don't probably really think about that, you know, but.
That's my job.
But,
I think of that
but
stuff.
I'm a fan of The Walking Dead, so, you know, I always go back to, like, well, what would it be like if
right.
we have this weird virus
sure.
and, you know, wiped out most the population, but you know, I don't think we're there.
Right.
Yeah, it could
right.
be right. We never know.
Okay. All right, Doreen, thank you very much. We're out of time. We got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All righty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered, because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline-structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it to the whole show. What do? The minute it starts getting hoarse, I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking on those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product. And you get free the book, The Silver Miracle, free. By telling them you're a fan of Wayne Root, call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and the Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868.
All right, everybody, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne is in the green room, and makeup's being applied. He'll be on in less than... less than 12 minutes, so stick around for that. By the way, one thing, and I'm glad Chris passed this along to me, so if you guys are so inclined, MambaSportsFoundation.org, MambaSportsFoundation.org. I never realized how many people were over-the-top Kobe Bryant fans, so if you want to go help, and of course, help out the family, which is, again, we know it's a tragic, ugly, awful event, but you guys can maybe give a little something back if you're so inclined. That might be a good place to do it. Also, here in Connecticut, this guy who allegedly, I guess, can I say now, can I say he killed his wife since he's dead? Not really. Allegedly killed his wife. Doulos, right? Is his name Doulos? He's dead. He's officially dead. Tried to kill himself the other day. They rushed him to the hospital. They kept him alive for a couple of days, but he had just died a little while ago, so out. All right, let me grab a call or two while we still have time. We'll go out to Long Island where our man Chet is waiting. Chet, what's happening?
Hey, Lee, you know, a lot of people that voted for Barack Obama in the previous administration switched over and voted for Donald Trump. We know that. Why did the Democrats and the left think that it's a good idea to mock Trump supporters when they need those votes? Because what Don Lemon did the other night was absolutely disgusting. He brought this panel on. They basically called everybody uneducated that supported President Trump, and they laughed about it. The same people that are watching that network, if they have any viewers, will not vote Democrat because they feel that the Democrat Party isn't for them. They don't relate to them, and they constantly mock them.
Don Lemon's better than you. He's smarter than you. He's better looking than you. His boyfriend's better looking than your significant other, Chet. That's the mindset of the ultra left liberals. They mock. They're better. They think that they are better than everybody. And I honestly think that's a big part of it. So no, I don't think they think about the ramifications from that. I don't think they think about the look. And listen, look what happened to Hillary Clinton. She didn't pay attention to flyover America, and she got trounced. So there you go.
No, you're right, but you think that looking on it from that side of the aisle or with the media, they would see what's going on in Washington while everybody's trying to attack Trump, and you think they would take it easy on his supporters, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Are they so evil that they just constantly want to trash the American people for thinking differently? That's what it is.
It's
we don't think like them.
It's part of that, too. And I think they're confident like they were confident the first go-around, right now. I really believe that. I think on the second to last day of January, they're almost as confident as they were when Hillary Clinton was ramping things up. I think, they see some of these polls. They see Biden winning a lot of the polls. But those polls they're just not accurate. I don't believe it. I think right now Trump is going to win, right today, unless something crazy happens, Trump's winning this thing in a landslide. And I think they're going to be in for another rude awakening.
And I think the Republicans are going to take the House back, too.
Well, then we can get some real stuff done then, maybe. Who knows?
That's true.
I mean, seriously,
and
right?
Thank you.
All right, pal. Thank you, Chet. Yeah, I watched.
I agree.
Sir. All right, buddy. Thank you, man. I watched a little bit of what he was talking about with the mocking. Again, I have... The reason why I immediately identified with what Chet was saying is I have a whole bunch of very liberal friends. And, when they get on their rant, and I put the phone down. I'm walking the dog, and they're giving me their holier-than-thou. They're smarter, better, and more educated than everybody else. I turn it off. I don't want to hear it. Middle America doesn't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. So, Chet, thanks, man. Listen, we're out of time. It's always a lot of fun. Thursday nights are a blast. Chris, thanks a lot for all that you do. Wayne Allen Root is right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It is the great USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Hey, good luck with the Super Bowl. I don't know who I'm going to pick yet, but anyway, I'll be back on Tuesday. Till then, we'll see you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bye.